One thing I want you to remember as you listen to today's episode is that God wants to be known by you. God wants to be your friend. He wants to commune with you. Yes, you. You that feels inadequate and unworthy and you feel like you've stumbled more than you've walked. God wants to be known by you. He wants to be intimate with you and walk with you through everyday life. Keep that in mind as we discuss truth today. It's not just about my truth or your truth. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This is the Aletheia Podcast. Let's talk truth. Growing up in a Christian home made it easy for me to blend into being a Christian. I don't know if you get what I mean. You know, read your Bible, pray, know the popular verses. But when I grew older and made a personal decision to walk with the Lord, I knew that something had changed. And then it got to a point where I began to feel frustrated because I was like, am I even doing this right? How do I know that I'm doing this right? How do I know that I'm walking with? How do I even know that I actually have a relationship with God? What's the proof that me and this God, at least we be paddies? What's the proof? Because there were some times where I was silent. I'm praying and zilch, nothing. And there were many things I didn't understand. And so if you've asked this question before, am I doing this right? This episode is for you. I want you to think of the word friend. Who is a friend? A friend is someone that is close to you, knows you more than most, and you guys share some things in common. Values, dreams, desires, character, you know, all of that. You might not be the same kind of person in personality, but there's something that keeps you guys as friends. I want to mention that Christianity is not a box you tick on a document to say, I'm a Christian. It's not just going to church and attending all the services in the week. It's not being part of a youth group or giving to people and just doing good. Christianity is a relationship. It is a life, right? And it is a life with God, knowing God and being known by Him. One of the things that characterizes a friendship is communication. Wholesome, intentional, constant communication. If you have someone you haven't talked to in like 3 years, you won't really say that person is your friend. Even though you guys were friends, right now you can't really say we are close friends because really a lot has happened in the space of 3 years that they don't know about and you have changed, they have changed, right? But if you have this friend that you see almost every day, once a week or twice a week or however it is, and you guys talk or over the phone, you guys talk, you guys communicate, you guys are close. You can say, this is my friend and this is what we do as friends, right? There's just this special space that we have, yeah? Now think of God as a friend, because many times we just think of one big guy in the sky that sprinkles blessings on us. You know, we have to obey the rules and all of that. But I want you to think of God as a friend. Because if we intend to become more like God and draw closer to Him, we have to desire being friends with God. I got to this point in my life where I didn't just want God to be someone that I knew about. I wanted Him to be someone in my life, someone close. Now that was pretty hard, knowing that God is invisible, but I needed that sort of friendship with God. And I was thinking about it the wrong way. I was waiting for a physical, I don't know, something physical about this friendship. First thing I want you to understand about friendship with God is that it takes faith to be friends with God. Scripture says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks Him. He rewards us with more of Himself as we draw closer to Him by faith. You can be friends with God. Yes, you can be friends, you can be guys with God. But building friendship with God is a very intentional thing. It doesn't just fall on you. Nah. We're going to do some work today on this episode, and I want you to be very intentional about it. If you're really seeking growth in God, this will help you in some ways. Now, you can pause this if you want and go get a pen and a paper and let's do some work. I want you to draw a straight line. Just draw a line and number it 1 to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number it 1 to 10. And on that scale, ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, on this scale of 1 to 10, where am I in my walk with God? Now, I want you to be very, very, very honest with yourself. You're not in front of anybody. It's just you and God there, and there is no judgment, no judgment at all. So be very honest. If you're on a 1, put 1. If you're on a 2, put 2. If you're on a 5, glory, hallelujah, put 5. If you're on a 10, put 10. Or if you know that you know that you know that you're on a 1, put 1 and just mark it. We're going somewhere, okay? Now, your next target is the number just after where you are at right now. So if I draw a number line and I'm at number 1, my next target in my friendship with God is 2. Have you done that? All right. Now ask yourself, what am I doing to get myself to the next number? What am I going to do to get myself to the next number? What am I going to, what do I have to start doing to make sure that I am growing consistently in my friendship with God? One of the ways that we relate with God is through His Word. You know, people overlook the importance of scriptures. Remember that song we sang as children? Read your Bible, pray every day. That song is so true. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Peter said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also said in 1 Peter 2:2, desire the sincere milk of the word. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If you check simpler translations, it will tell you how it is the word of God that builds you up. God's word is one of the ways we relate with God. We know Him through His word, we understand His ways, and we know what we should do to live according to His precepts. So I want to ask you, how often do you read your Bible? Don't worry, I'm not judging you. I'm asking, how often do you read your Bible? Once a week, twice a month, or once a year? If you want to grow in God and know Him better and get acquainted with His voice, you need to be opening His word every day. Think of how you feed yourself. You eat morning, afternoon, night, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? Think of your spirit man as someone that needs to be fed. Your spirit feeds on the word of God. That means if you read your Bible once a year, you are eating once a year. How can you say you truly, truly know God if you are not getting acquainted with Him in His word? So make a decision to open your Bible every day. Start a challenge. There are challenges everywhere. 365 days in the Bible, or doing Proverbs challenge for a month, or jump on a challenge with your friends. But make sure that you are every day reading the Word of God, and you are allowing your spirit man hear truth and feed on it. I know God speaks to us in different ways, but I've come to know God better through His Word. I've come to understand His character through His word. You know that friend that you have, the more you spend time with them, the more you know their character. So much that if you hear somebody say something about them that isn't like them, you say, I'm not sure, is this my friend? I will ask. That's the same way it is with God. By the time you get close to Him in His word, you will know who He is and how He acts. See, you're saying you can't hear God, you can't hear God, Abby. What you focus on will be magnified. If you keep fellowshipping with God, He will become bigger and bigger in your view, and His voice will become louder and louder in your ears in so many ways than you can imagine. If you did CRS in school, they'll tell you prayer is talking with God. That is as simple as it can be. Another way you can relate with God is by spending time with Him in prayer. I know this is where most people will shrink and say, oh girl, I beg, don't even go that way. Because we know how we struggle in the mornings. But okay, let's not wash our dirty linens in public. Anywho's, prayer is one of the ways we can relate with God. In prayer, we hear His voice and He hears our voice. Isn't that beautiful? Did you know that we grow in prayer? Like, we grow in the way we talk to God. For example, I keep referring back to friendship because that's the center of what we're discussing today. Think of that friend that you have now that you guys vibe a lot and talk so much. When you guys met, it was so weird, so awkward. Ah, the sun is shining today. Nice. Oh, how you doing? Fine. Thank you. Okay, great. Have a nice day. But now you're like, guy, let me gist you. Things have changed because the more you communicate, the more things flow and you're able to know each other well. When I started out in praying to God, it was so, in fact, hectic is the word, because I didn't know what to say. I was even borrowing my dad's prayer. I was borrowing things I was hearing from people and adding to my prayer here so I had to make sense. I don't know if anybody did that. But growing in prayer, sometimes it got to a point where I'll write down all my prayer points on paper. Now that's not bad though. But I find myself now going to God in prayer without a prayer point. I just go and before you know, I'm praying and there's things dropping in my heart, right? We must remember that in prayer, God is the focus of our prayer. So you are putting your mind, your body, everything about you in the prayer. You're focusing on God and you're speaking to Him. And you're speaking, it's more beautiful when you know God's word and you're going with His word to Him in prayer. My God, that's one of the most beautiful things for me. When I'm praying His word, I know that I'm praying according to His will. And I'm in line with His will for my life. And it's so amazing how you can just, you know, it flows freely. Now, I know a lot of us struggle in prayer. I have struggled in prayer. Still struggle a bit, to be honest. Struggling in prayer with not even knowing, am I talking to myself? It's so silent. No, you want to start praying in tongues, it'd be like seeing the drunk gen. And this thing not just this sweet today. Keep praying. Make sure your heart and mind is in the prayer. Keep praying. Focus your heart on God. I have a very busy mind. My mind can be, I can stay and I'm praying and then my mind just wanders off to something that happened like 2 weeks ago. I'm fine now, I'm like, hey, I was praying though. Right? So once you're praying, make sure you're focusing your mind. Sometimes I have to talk to myself, Blossom, you're talking with God. Many times I just mentally imagine myself. My friend taught me this thing. Mentally imagine yourself enter a room and shut the door with God, and I'm thinking of all the distractions. They're outside the door and they're knocking. I'm like, no, it's time for God. And I shut the door and I just enter this room and it's just me and God alone. I don't have like a mental picture of God per se, but I just know that I'm in the presence of my Father and I'm just trying to talk to Him and be intimate with Him. That's how you grow in prayer. Prayer is by faith. You pray by faith, knowing that God hears you. So if you need to remind yourself before you even start praying that, hey, God is here. He's present. Remember what Jesus said. Go to your Father who is in the secret, who sees in the secret. So He's there. Remind yourself, as I'm coming to God in prayer, God is here. He's here with me and He and I will talk to each other in prayer. Another thing I want you to take note of is that in prayer, don't pursue theatrics. Don't wait for light and noise and thunder and goosebumps and no. God can decide to move in magnificent ways, quite all right. But go to God in prayer with your heart and just seek His voice. You know one beautiful thing? God says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. God cannot lie. It's a promise in His word. And go there confidently knowing that as I'm talking to God, I know I didn't hear anything today. I didn't feel like I heard anything today. But just hold on. Something is happening in your spirit that you're not even aware of. Before long, you begin to hear in your heart, maybe not in audible voices, but in promptings, how God is talking to you. If you go to prayer like you need to cross off something on your to-do list, it will not really have the fulfill, not really give you the fulfillment you should have in your heart. By that I mean you're just, let me just pray. At least if they say on Sunday who prayed this week, I'll say at least I prayed. I've settled with God. Go to God in prayer like you want to talk to your friend. You know, God is wise and all-knowing, and he's infinite. He sees the beginning. He sees the end from the beginning. He knows more than you. And what is more beautiful than having, I mean, the all-knowing God as your friend? Omo, na cheat code to life be that too. So the next time you're going to God in prayer, go with your heart. Go with joy in your heart, even though you don't feel like it. There are many days where I wake up and I don't feel like it. But see, you don't have to wait for your feelings before you move to talk to your friend. Just go to God. Pray. Commune with him. Sometimes as you pray, he would drop prayers in your heart for you to pray. Just remember this brother or this sister. Just remember something. Pray about it. Talk to him about it. And be sure that your Father in heaven hears you. I'm spending a lot of time on prayer because prayer is one of the most important things in the life of a believer. You always hear that a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian, right? In prayer, you don't limit your prayer to that's your morning quiet time. It is so beautiful to pray with God through your day. Pray to God through your day. Jesus gave a parable in Luke 18 to this end that men ought to pray and not faint. Men ought to pray always and not faint. When we pray, we are talking to God, like I said before. As you go through your day, commune with God in your heart. Doesn't mean you're just walking around and you're screaming on the road and you're shouting and you're praying. You're praying in your heart, you know, things. Let's say you read a scripture today and you're just turning it over in your mind and saying, Holy Spirit, what do you think about this? Please open this up to me. Or you get to a crossroad and you're not sure what to do. You have a decision to make. Holy Spirit, please help me. I'll give an example. Sometime this week, I had a couple of things to do in a short time. And I was confused. I was like, what should I do first? And in my heart, I just thought, I said, Holy Spirit, please help me. I don't know what to do. What should I do first? And there was no audible voice, nothing. But it was like sense was just entering my head. And like, you know that one you want to do? It's important, but it's not urgent. Push it aside. Okay, this other one is important and urgent. Do it now. So it was like I was getting divine counsel, but I felt like I was talking to myself in my heart. But I knew I had just asked the Holy Spirit for help, and it came up immediately. I prayed and it came. So learn to talk with God through your day. Someone just annoyed you, turn to the Holy Spirit in your heart and say, Holy Spirit, see what just happened. What should I do? This person just vexed me like this. Sometimes it's a scripture that will just pop up in your heart and say, remember that the wrath of man does not work out the righteousness of God. You say, okay, I'll not respond in anger. Learn to pray through your day. You keep God close and you guys get more intimate than you can even imagine. Another way we can relate with God is by studying his word. I know I've talked about reading the word, but studying is different. While in reading, we skim through the surface, studying is digging deeper. When we dig deeper into God's word, the Holy Spirit breaks up scripture to us and helps us know God even deeper and better. When was the last time you studied your Bible? When was the last time you studied on love, faith, forgiveness, obedience, you know, anything in the Bible that stands out to you? When was the last time you studied on the fruits of the Spirit? Study. Bring out those things. Go through scripture. Meditate on them. In studying God's word, the Holy Spirit comes to teach us, like the Holy Spirit teaches you. And by teaching you, I don't mean you just see one white being in your room and he carries book and is writing with marker on the board. No. He begins to drop things in your heart. He begins to open the eyes of your understanding to see things in the word of God like you have never seen before. And you just enter into new dimensions of God like you have never entered before. And by that, I don't mean magical things will happen. I just mean there will be a transformation in your heart that will be visible both to you and to the people around you. Remember that relationship with God takes time. Like every friendship, you guys didn't just hit it off on day one. It took time. It was a process. Walking with God is a journey. It is a life journey. So give yourself to the process. Give yourself to grow and learn with God. Don't rush it. Be patient. There are times where I felt like, oh God, I've been in this place for too long. Why am I not? But now I look back and say, I grew in this place and I grew in this place and I didn't even know. But God was taking me through. So as you are steadfast and faithful, give God time and let him do his work in you. For you, be consistent and keep up in your friendship with God. Knowing God is beyond knowing every letter in the scripture. God is not impressed by knowing where each verse is from. God wants your heart. He wants the depths of you. God wants intimacy. Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, "These people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." This shows someone that needed something more. I don't want your talk. I want your doing. What are you doing to get you closer to God today? Have you been sitting on your toes in the pile of laziness? I'm not throwing shade at you. I'm not judging you. I just need you to get up and do better. God expects more from you. God wants you to invest in your friendship with him. One way you can track your progress is ask yourself at the beginning of each day, what can I do to get me closer to God today? And ask yourself at the end of each day, what did I do today to get me closer to God? Consistently ask yourself these questions every day and map out things that you know you can do to get you closer to God. Spend more time in the Word. Spend more time praying. Spend more time studying. Let your discussions be filled with more of God talk than the world talk. You get what I mean? Remember I said in the last episode that you have an enemy of your soul? That's right. One of the ways the enemy comes after you is to discourage you in your walk with God. Have you ever had thoughts like, look at you. You that did this thing yesterday. You say you not do it. Now look at your life. You want to pray. My friend, will you get up from there? Or, you have not prayed for 2 weeks and it's now you want to pray. Well done. What do you think you want to see? You know, I've had thoughts like that too. And it can be so terrible. You'll be like, not true. But you see, this is the Aletheia podcast. And I'm going to paint the truth to you until you see it clearly. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Jesus said, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. So put the things that are behind you behind you. Yesterday is gone. The failures of yesterday are gone. Come to God with a fresh desire and say, Lord, I know I have not been doing well. I know I've been slacking in my friendship with you, but I want to get it right. I'm tired of always asking God, am I doing this right? I want to actually say, God, thank you for helping me do this right. Come back to God and he will strengthen you. Stop listening to the lies of the enemy. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. God is for you, not against you. Like I said at the beginning, keep in mind, he wants to be your friend. How do I know this? If God didn't want to relate with man, he wouldn't come all the way down to earth to die for man's sins. I mean, he doesn't need us. Think about it. God doesn't need us. Well, he still sent his son Jesus to die for us just so that we can be reconciled to him. Isn't that a thing of joy? So my dear friends, God wants intimacy with you. It's up to you to stop believing the lies of the enemy and rise up in truth and pursue friendship with him. One of my favorite songs says, "Baby steps, my child. To you it may be nothing, but you make daddy proud." God sees your baby steps. He sees the effort you make. And he is strengthening you. Philippians 2:13 says, "It is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." God is working in you. God is strengthening you. And he will hold your hand and lead you home. If you've been listening and you're wondering, she's talking about doing it right with God. I don't even know this God. I've never really had, you know, a relationship with Jesus. Knowing Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to me. And I can tell you that it is the best thing that will ever happen to you. Jesus came to die for your sins. And he said that if you believe in him, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. There is eternal life that is waiting for you. And it begins with a yes to Jesus. If you'd love to say yes to Jesus and begin to do right with him, I'd just like you to say a prayer in your heart. Acknowledge to God that you haven't really given him a thought. Tell him that you know you have not been walking in ways that pleases him. Ask him to come into your heart and be the Lord of your life. Tell him that you want to say yes to him and you want to do it right with him. Have faith in your heart, knowing that Jesus died, rose again, and he can raise you back to life as well. Confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life and invite him to come into your heart and make his home in you. If you just said yes to God, congratulations. This is the best decision of your life. Welcome to a life of walking with God. If you've been listening and you can totally relate with most of the things I've been saying, especially in getting it right with God, and it's been something that's been bothering you so much because you're slacking in reading or just having interest in following God, you're just discouraging your heart because you feel like you aren't meeting up, I'd just like us to say a prayer together, if you don't mind. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you because you took the first step towards us. God, we are asking for your grace. You know where we make mistakes and you know where we need to do better. Spirit of God, I pray that you plant fresh desires in our hearts to seek you. We ask for a fresh love in our hearts, a burning love in our hearts to run after you and chase after you with all our hearts and with all our soul and with all our strength, Father. Lord, sometimes reading your word, we can drag so much with it because we haven't really put our hearts to it, God. Help us to fall in love with your word and help us to enjoy time with you. But even the times that we don't feel like it, God, help us to stay there knowing that we are building intimacy with you. In prayer, Lord, help us, O God, teach us to pray. Holy Spirit, quicken us to call upon your name. And as we call upon your name, open our hearts to hear your voice in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this beautiful privilege. I pray that you strengthen us to continue to walk with you until the day you come to take us home to be with you in glory. I thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You listen to this point, Abby. You are a real one. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of season 2. That sounded nice. Episode 2 of season 2. Please don't forget to share to your friends. Tell them I'm listening to something amazing and I think you should listen to it too. You are blessed. You are favored. The Lord loves you and he wants to be your friend. Remember that as you go into the new week. Go forth and shine as lights. God bless you. Have an amazing week ahead. I'll see you in the next episode. Come on, that was a lot too. Bye.